Relics of St. Therese begin U.S. tour at historic Michigan Catholic parish named for the beloved French saint. By Rebecca Mansour on October 1, 2025. The sacred bones of a much-loved French Carmelite nun and Catholic saint, Therese of Lisieux, began a tour in the United States at an historic Michigan parish in suburban Detroit named in her honor. A reliquary containing some of St. Therese's remains began its U.S. tour at the National Shrine of the Little Flower Basilica in Royal Oak, Michigan. The tour is meant to coincide with the centennial of the saint's canonization in 1925. Nicole Shire was among those who arrived hours ahead of the first opportunity to catch a glimpse of the relics of St. Therese of Lisieux. St. Therese is a saint for everybody. She is relatable. She teaches that sainthood is attainable, doing small things with great love, Shire said after pausing before a statue of St. Therese outside the National Shrine of the Little Flower Basilica. St. Therese's remains will be on display at the Michigan parish through October 8, before moving on to California. Other stops on the tour, which runs into December, are Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Maryland, Missouri, Texas, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. Haifa Gaboua also arrived at the Basilica well in advance. St. Therese means a lot to me and to my family, the West Bloomfield Township resident said. So, I was determined to be here, although early. The National Shrine of the Little Flower Basilica, whose iconic stone steeple is a landmark on Metro Detroit's famous Woodward Avenue, was founded as a parish in 1926. It was one of the world's first parishes dedicated to the French saint who died of tuberculosis in 1897 at age 24 and was canonized by Pope Pius XI in 1925. Called the Little Flower of Jesus, St. Therese was born Therese Martin in 1873 and joined the Carmelite convent in Lisieux, France. Though she died young and never left her convent, she became renowned worldwide after her death due to her posthumous autobiography, The Story of a Soul. In her book, she explained how the path to God can be found through the little way of love and devotion to Jesus and other people. This, she wrote, is the way that those who, like herself, are little or unimportant in the eyes of the world can achieve sainthood. I will seek out a means of getting to heaven by a little way, very short and very straight little way that is wholly new. We live in an age of inventions. Nowadays the rich need not trouble to climb the stairs, they have lifts instead. Well, I mean to try and find a lift by which I may be raised unto God. For I am too tiny to climb the steep stairway of perfection, St. Therese wrote in The Story of a Soul. Thine arms, then, O Jesus, are the lift which must raise me up even unto heaven. To get there I need not grow. On the contrary, I must remain little, I must become still less. Our Lord does not look so much at the greatness of our actions, nor even at their difficulty, but at the love with which we do them, she explained. Her theology of the little way earned her the distinction of being a doctor of the church, an honor recognizing a significant contribution to Catholic theology. Her little way also inspired millions of Christians, including a number of saints, to find holiness. One such saint was Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who took St. Therese's name when she entered religious life and said that the French saint's little way inspired her to serve the poor in India. St. Therese's relics last toured in the United States in 1999. Tens of thousands visited Royal Oak that year during a one-day stay. Now, a quarter century later, they are back in Michigan for the Little Flowers Feast Day on October 1, as the church commemorates the 100-year anniversary of her canonization. It feels like Christmas morning that a wonderful gift from God is coming here to be with us, said the Reverend John Betton, the rector of the National Shrine of the Little Flower Basilica. In the Catholic tradition, a relic is an object, notably part of the body or clothes, that serves as a memorial of a departed saint. It is an ancient tradition within the church to venerate, or honor, the relics of holy people. The Associated Press contributed to this story.